So we'll discuss about Nrisimhadev Bhagavan, because tomorrow we'll celebrate appearance day of Lord Nrisimhadev. But Nrisimhadev appearance and Prahlad Charitra, the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj, is a very vast subject matter. So much so, you'll see there are 12 canto in Srimad Bhagavatam, and every canto address different subject matter. But Lord Narasimha appearance and Prahlad Maharaj topic is so important, Srila Vyasadeva has dedicated whole canto, whole seventh canto, only one subject matter. So that shows how vast is this subject matter. That is the reason Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in Puri, and he used to go hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit in Tota Gopinath every day, and every day he would go and ask what subject matter I should speak. And Mahaprabhu would request, Gadadhar would ask what subject matter I will speak, and Mahaprabhu would request every day same thing, you let me hear about Dhruva and Prahlad Charitra. So we are having discussion in Bengali. So we have 2 days, we have class. We have just completed the introduction. And Jaya Vijay came down to this earthly planet. That 2 days took. Another 2-3 hours we'll discuss in Bengali. So now we have only 45 minutes. I don't know where to start, where to end. But mainly I'll try to focus few typical aspects, subject matter of the Narasimha appearance and Prahlad Maharaj. I'll focus on that. Then I'll try as much as I can cover. So whatever I will not cover today, tomorrow 5:30, if you are interested to know other subject matters, we have one 5:30 afternoon in community, in Grihastha area, they have a special program there, Narasimhadev program. So devotees want, they 4:30, 4 o'clock see Abhishek, 5:30 they gather, and we have Katha there also. So what different topics I want to touch? Okay, so first I'll tell you that why Jaya Vijay came to this material world, because that was the question asked by Yudhishthir Maharaj. This topic described in Srimad Bhagavatam about Narasimha appearance was actually described by Narad Muni to Yudhishthir Maharaj. When Yudhishthir Maharaj asked a question to Narad Muni that he saw in Rajasuya Yajna, when Krishna killed Shishupal, so Yudhishthira asked, Shishupal is such a great offender, so how could he get Sajujya Mukti, great saintly personality striving for many, many births, they achieve this, very difficult things. And this fellow, from childhood I have seen, since he was speaking broken language, since that time, he is rebuking, abusing, using abuse words to Krishna. So how this fellow can attain the same destination, merging into Krishna's body? So in that context, Narada Muni telling the previous lives of Shishupal Dantavakra. So there are Ravan and Kumbhakarna. Prior to that, there are Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu. And prior to that, there is Jaya Vijaya. This is how subject starts. So I'll tell you the different reason why Lord manifested the Narasimha Bhagavan and Jaya Vijaya has to come. They have to come to this material world. We know from Bhagavad Gita why Lord descends this material world. Paritranaya sadhunang vinayasacha duskritang dharma sanstapanarthaya sambhavami. But same time, Lord also creates some special pastimes in spiritual world, just like before Krishna come to this earthly planet, he had some special pastimes with Radharani, Viraja, then Sridham cursed, Radharani, Radharani cursed. So whole incidents took place. So Krishna took as excuse to come to this, a reason to come to this material world. Same way we know also how Ramchandra, when Lord Vishnu will come as in the form of Ramchandra, how special pastime took place with Narad Muni. The Narad Muni cursed Lord Vishnu that you will take birth, then your wife, you will lose your wife, you will cry for your wife and all monkeys will come and help you. Special pastime took place. The same way also, special pastime took place. So three regions I will explain to different Purana describes. In one Purana I read that once Lord Vishnu was lying on a very soft bed and Mother Lakshmi Devi was massaging his lotus feet. And Mother Lakshmi Devi asked Vishnu that your body is so soft. How I have heard you fight with all big demons, but their bodies are like iron, stone. And your soft body is as soft as what could be? Butter. And as soft as? Flower? Your petals? And any other as soft as? Cotton? As soft as cotton, yes. Some are red. And as soft the pillow Krishna use, Krishna's body could be, how soft it could be? Is as soft as silk? As soft as sponge, as soft as milk foam, you know, foam of milk. That also, when devotees they go back to Godhead, the devotees they are glorifying Krishna, you are so soft, your body is like millions of moons, your face millions of moon, your body is so cooling, whatever comparison devotees they give. When they go back to Godhead, they see really Vishnu, then they put their head down. They feel so ashamed. And they say, Lord, my Lord, when I was in earthly planet, so proudly, I was comparing the beauty of your body, giving comparison, but after seeing you, I feel very sad that what nonsense I have done. How could I compare to millions of moons? Your face is much more better than this. So Lakshmi Devi asked that how could we fight with soft body? The Lord Vishnu smiled. Oh, you want to see how I fight? Okay, one day I'll show you how I fight. So this is the beginning. Then end will come when Hiranyakashipu will be killed. And all Narasimha Bhagavan very scary. He has gotten the mood very fearsome. No demigods can go close to him. Everybody, Hiranyakashipu has killed everybody happy. But one problem is Lord is very angry. His anger is not coming down, cooling down. So they will say, oh, Devaraj Indra, you please go and cool down the Lord. He does not dare to go close to Narasimha Bhagavan. Devaraj Indra saying, no, he's so dazzling. So effulgent, my eyes will get burned, I can't go close to him. Then all of other demigods went to Brahmaji, you please do something, please pacify the Lord. The Lord Brahma said, no, I can't go close, he's so fiery, all my beard will get burned, I don't go close to him. Now, then they approached Lakshmi Devi, Mother Lakshmi, please do something. No, I am not going to go to him. I have never seen him like this. So this is how Lord started. Okay, you want to see me, show you, I'll show. And he becomes so furious that Lakshmi Devi could not dare to go close to Lord Vishnu. Then finally, Narasimha Deva had a great devotee. Who is their great devotee, you know? No, he has another great devotee. Ganesh. You know why people in South India, all over India, they worship Ganesh? Why they call Ganesh Vighna Vinashak? Because he is also a great devotee of Narasimha Bhagavan. He is empowered by Narasingha Bhagavan. Narasingha Bhagavan is the source of his ability to remove all the obstacles. Then Ganesh said, I will go pacify my Lord. Everybody said, okay, very nice. So big fat Ganesh, riding on a rat is Vahan, carrier coming. And Narasingha was very angry, looking like this, and breathing was like a hurricane, no? Hot air coming, like this, hurricane coming. And Ganesh, with a great desire to pacify Lord Narasingha Bhagavan, riding on a rat, approaching, he went close to Narasingha Bhagavan, and so heavy wind was blowing, he fell from top of the rat. Then Narasingha, now all the demigods started to laugh. Then Narasingha Bhagavan could not control also. His anger cooled down, he started to laugh also. So demigods felt, something happened. No. So the point I am trying to, where this whole thing started from, and how it ended with. Lakshmi Devi had a desire to see how you fight with all these demons, that body is like iron. Then Jaya Vijaya sitting at the gate. What service Jaya Vijaya they do? What service they do in Vaikuntha? Security man sitting at the gate. What the security they do? The sitting, nothing to do. How can they sit idle? They're just gossiping something. They have to gossip, you know, something you have to speak. The Vaikuntha gossiping also Krishna Katha, Vishnu Katha. So they are gossiping to each other. Jaya Vijaya, they are discussing about Lord Vishnu. They are discussing, our Lord is so great, he is God, he is greater than the greatest, he is the most enjoyer, he is enjoying everything, but one thing he is deprived of enjoying. Though he is enjoying everything, one thing he is not able to enjoy. So that is the wrestling. The enjoyment of Mallas, wrestling. How, by fighting also you enjoy, no? So Jaya Vijaya are very worried that their Lord is not enjoying the enjoyment of wrestling. So they are thinking, how can our Lord enjoy that? Who can fight, who can wrestle with Lord? We both are very fit person to wrestle with the Lord. But we are his servant, we are his doorkeeper. How can we fight? Unless we become, even here become inimical, then fighting becomes very more strong, you know. So they are thinking like this. And Antarjami, Lord Narayan understood, my devotee want to serve me by wrestling with me, okay, tathastu, your desire will be fulfilled very soon. So this is another reason also. He has to fulfill the desire of Jaya Vijaya. So one day, so Lord Vishnu was with Lakshmi Devi and heard some noise coming from the gate, main gate. What is that noise? Chatushkumar, they have arrived. And Jaya Vijaya thinking, who are these naked boys? How can they dare? Actually, they are not supposed to be eligible to enter into Vaikuntha, no? But they are Brahmavadis. They become devotee only after offering obeisances. They would smell of tulasi, then they become devotee. So I think Jaya Vijaya are correct. Stopping them, there is nothing wrong. No? But this Brahman is very powerful. Brahman want to curse. The Lord Vishnu became very worried. I have to solve the problem. So Lord Vishnu said, Lakshmi Devi, come with me, we have settled some problem there now. If there is any problem, you take your wife with you, it's very easy to solve that. So Lord Vishnu went with Lakshmi Devi. And they said, this Jaya Vijaya is doing that duty. There is nothing wrong. The Brahman is forcing to go inside. But Lord Vishnu gives so importance to Brahman, and so expert manager. Instead of Lord Vishnu supporting Jaya Vijaya, if our security man is there, some outsider comes, makes trouble, we support our security man. But Lord Vishnu did just opposite. Instead of supporting Jaya Vijaya, Lord Vishnu became very angry with Jaya Vijaya. What have you done? How can you stop these Brahmanas? Do you know how I became God, Bhagavan? Because of blessings of these Brahmanas, I have become Bhagavan. Do you know why Lakshmi Devi is always residing with me on my chest? Because I take the dust of these Brahmanas put on my head. So very angry upon Jaya Vijaya. No? By seeing this, Chatushkumar got very scared. What is going on?
Lord is angry upon Jaya Vijaya, or he is angry upon us, or showing our anger upon them. So they are thinking like that. But Lord has a special purpose. He is expert manager, na? So first, by becoming angry upon Jaya Vijaya, by that time, Chatush Kumar is completely fused to see that how Lord is very angry upon Jaya Vijaya. Then after cooling down, the Lord turned to Chatush Kumar, said, okay, this fellows have done great offense, but you please give some light curse, not so heavy curse, because he want to protect Jaya Vijaya. So then Chatush Kumar cooled down. But they have already told, they have already pronounced that because it's Vaikuntha, but you have Kuntha, you have duality. You see good and bad, you are not eligible to stay here. So we curse you, you can't stay in Vaikuntha. You have to go to Brahmanda, material world. But then when Lord Vishnu came and interfered, then Chatush Kumar cooled down. Chatush Kumar said, okay Jaya Vijaya, now we give you option. You decide what you want. 7 lives, you have to go to material world as devotee. You choose that. Or 3 lives as demon. What you want? What you would choose? Devotee. But some other Lord Vishnu mesmerized them. They said, no, we want to become demon. And their argument was, oh, 7 lives away from Vaikuntha? No, we can't manage that. Better 3 lives you become demon, and then you come back. Then after doing all this cursing each other, all these things happen. Then both Jaya Vijaya and Chatush Kumar felt very bad. Oh, why we did like this? Why we cursed? Why we stopped? They went to Vishnu, please, forgive us. Vishnu said, smile, no problem. Actually, I induced you to do all these things. Because I have my special pastimes, now time for me to go to the material world, to reclaim all the conditioned living entities by exhibiting my pastimes. So don't be worried. So these are the different reasons why the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in every action, He fulfills many reasons. No? So these are the different reasons why Lord came to this material world. Then what I will say? The glories of Hiranyakashipu, you want to hear his glories first? Hiranyakashipu and Narasimha Bhagavan's glories. Okay, who is Narasimha Bhagavan? There are unlimited forms of Bhagavan, Anadi Anantarupam, Rama Dimurti Sukala, Niyamana Tishta, Nana Avatar, unlimited form. Starting from Brahma Jyoti to Krishna form. And in between there are Anantarupam. So Anantarupam, they are all Bhagavan. They are all Bhagavan. And Krishna is? What is Krishna? Rama is Bhagavan, Narasimha Bhagavan, Vamana Bhagavan. Krishna is? Swayam Bhagavan. Etyachansa Kalapunsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So, Laghu Bhagavatamrita, Rupa Goswami explaining, among all the forms of Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are 3 specific forms. They are very super class forms. There is Narasimha, Ramachandra and Krishna. Among unlimited Ananta Rupa, these forms are very special. That's why they are called as Paravasta. Para means very top, Avastha. They are very highly situated. So Nrisimhadev Bhagavan is not any other incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why among the Vaishnavas, Nrisimhadev Bhagavan is very much worshipped among the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is greatness of Narasimha Bhagavan. And there are 2 kinds of appearance of God. We know that 6 kinds of incarnations: Lila Avatar, Guna Avatar, Purusha Avatar, Yuga Avatar, Saktavesa Avatar. But there is explained that Lord appears in 2 different ways. One, sometimes He appears without father, mother. Sometimes He appears with the help of father, mother. And Narasimha Bhagavan, He appeared, who was His father? Pillar, He appeared on a pillar. Then Matsya Avatar, where He appeared from?
from the water, no father mother. Kurma avatar, who was father mother? No father mother. Varaha avatar, who was father mother? Brahma said, no, he appeared. And Narasimha Bhagavan, no father mother. So all these appearance known as Adwaraka. Adwaraka means when Lord appears without help of father mother. And when Narasimha avatar, he appeared, Narasimha Bhagavan, then as I was telling, so Ganesh went, Narasimha Bhagavan, he smiled, but he had not cooled down, he was still burning, you know, very angry mood. Then finally Brahma told Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad, all this problem is because of you. So now it is your responsibility, you have to go and cool down the Lord. Prahlad, he is not afraid of Bhagavatam explaining, so the Goswami, a cub, lion's baby, a cub, is not afraid of lion. So immediately without any fear, Prahlad went to the phalal garland, gave to Narasimha Bhagavan, and Narasimha Bhagavan picked up Prahlad Maharaj, put on his lap. Then he embraced him, then smelling his head, licking his head. How you will feel? Some lion will pick you up and licking your head, kissing you. Prahlad Maharaj is feeling very nice. He is feeling so much bliss, sitting on the lap. Imagine sitting on the lap of Narasimha Bhagavan. How much he would enjoy? He was enjoying. And Lord was enjoying also. When Lord embraced Prahlad Maharaj, and his heart was burning. Our Narasimha Bhagavan, this Narasimha Bhagavan is known as what Narasimha? Ugra Narasimha. Some say Sthanu Narasimha. This Narasimha is very special Narasimha form. You will not see normally this form, because this is the form not before killing, not before coming out of, not before killing, not after killing. It is very special mood of Narasimha Bhagavan. Why it is very special mood? You see, Bhakta Prahlad is being tortured. Lord is tolerating. And when once it comes to climax point, then he could not tolerate anymore. Okay, now I'll see. Then he came in very angry, ferocious mood. So that is the climax point. Once he killed Narasimha Bhagavan, his mood has come down. It's not like that. So this form is very special form. So it's very furious, it's burning, like an anger like that. But as soon as he touched Prahlad Maharaj, his heart touched Prahlad Maharaj, cooled down completely. Very cool, very cooling. And he's enjoying, Lord is enjoying, kissing, embracing, smelling, putting Prahlad Maharaj on his lap. Then Lord thought, then this pastime finished, Lord went back. Then Lord thinking that I put Prahlad Maharaj on my lap, by putting on my lap, I enjoyed so much. But I don't know how he is enjoying sitting on my lap, because I have no father mother. So up to all these things, he has no father mother. So Lord is thinking how this boy is enjoying sitting on my lap. So this time if I come to this earthly planet, I must come with father mother, so that I can enjoy. How one enjoy by sitting on the lap of father mother? So that's why Narasimha Bhagavan next incarnation came as, he came as Vamanadev, the son of Aditi and Kashyap, Vamanadev. So then father mother system started. Before there was no father mother system. New rule introduced like that. So this is glory of Narasimha Bhagavan, how great he is. And Hiranyakashipu glories. See, Hiranyakashipu, all of you know how Kashyap Muni came back from his tapasya, he was doing his jagya evening time. Then Diti wanted to have a son. Then Kashyap Muni said, no, this is not proper time. This muhurta is not good muhurta. Evening time. What muhurta is evening time? Shiva muhurta. Just like early morning is Brahma muhurta.
and evening time is Shiva Muhurta. Early morning, whatever you do is very good. Anything you do is very auspicious. But people are foolish, they don't understand. The nice best time, early morning, 4 o'clock, they go and sleep. They waste that time. Actually, in reality, this Brahma Muhurta, whatever you do is great. There's a sleeping Brahma Muhurta also great. So they enjoy very much sleeping. But they waste their time in sleeping. But Shiva Muhurta is evening time. Shiva is moving. Then Kashyap Muni said, no, no, this is not good time. If you conceive child, they'll be very notorious, they'll be very harmful central personalities, they'll create big havoc in whole universe. But Ditya is inspired by Kala. So she said, she impelled, she was completely forcing. Then finally, Kashyap Muni said, when these children take birth, they'll create havoc in whole universe. But actually these children are not ordinary living entities. They're Jaya Vijaya from spiritual world. How to speak of they'll take birth and create havoc in this planet, universe. Shastra saying when they're in the womb of Aditi, they appeared in the womb of Aditi. Since then, all kinds of havoc started manifesting in this earthly planet, in this universe. They're so dangerous. And what to speak of when they take birth and then they create trouble to people. And the childhood time, what was their game? What was their play? They're not playing kabaddi, cricket. Their play was, they just go to different villages. Their enjoyment, their pleasure was, they just roam around wherever they find some children, pick them up and throw into the well. So that was the play. This is Jaya Vijaya, this is Hiranyakasipu, Hiranyakasipu play. So this is their glories. But when they grew up, who they were? They were great jnani. They were the greatest yogi. The tapasya they performed, Hiranyakasipu performed. What are the effect of his tapasya? When Hiranyakasipu told all his demons, you destroy everything on earthly planet. This Vishnu is, because Hiranyakasipu became angry. Why he became angry upon Vishnu? Because his brother Hiranyaka was killed. Then he said, Vishnu is always inimical to us. The Vishnu has given up his quality of impartiality. He's like a small boy. Small boy got a laddu from somebody, then he fall in love with them. And the devatas, demigods worshipping, and he always favors him. So how to control? Hiranyakasipu is very intelligent. So he wants to tight Lord Vishnu, control Vishnu. He's saying, how Vishnu becoming powerful? All these demigods are worshipping him. So he's powerful. How demigods are becoming powerful? Brahmanas are doing yajna. How Brahmanas are doing yajna? They're getting ghee and wood. So he said, you go, kill all these Brahmanas, kill all the cows, cut all the trees, so demigods will have no opportunity to do yajna. So then Vishnu will become powerless. In the meantime, I am searching for him. If I find him anywhere, I'll chop off his head. That was his plan. So in this way, Hiranyakasipu was planning. Then his glory, I'm telling, when Brahma came to see, he could not believe how somebody can do tapasya like this. He's doing tapasya, the fire, the whole Brahmand was becoming heat. So all demigods, they had to approach Brahma, please come and do something, otherwise the whole universe will be destroyed. We can't live peacefully. So Brahma was obliged, forced to come and bless Hiranyakasipu. And he said, Brahma said, Hiranyakasipu, you have done such a greatest austerities that nobody has done it previously like this, including Bhrigu Muni, and no one in future can do. Just imagine how greatest tapasya he was. He was greatest jnani also. If you read from Srimad Bhagavatam, how when Hiranyakasipu was killed,
how Hiranyakashipu pacifying his family members. Why are you crying? The material world is temporary. We are not this body, we are spirit soul. All these family relationship is maya. All kinds of every teaching in Bhagavad Gita, every verse he knows, the way he is teaching. But even if he knows everything, but one verse he does not know. What is that verse? What is that? Sarvadharman paritajya mamekam saranam brata. He does not know that. All other things he knows. I am not this body, the world is temporary, why are you crying? We came to one family life, just like people, they gather in a restaurant to eat, when eating is finished, they disperse. The village ladies, they all gather to fetch water from the well. When they take water, then they go back to the... I have so nicely described everything. His greatest jnani, his greatest yogi, yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, can you imagine? Can you imagine the yoga he was doing for thousands of years, holding his life air? There's no body was existing, only bones were there. The white ant ate up all, there's white ant on his body. When Brahma came, Brahma could not see where he is. He was chanting Om Brahmaya Namaha. From that only Brahma could real understand, oh, here he could be. And some scripture mentioning, he was doing tapasya for so many years. On top of his body, bamboo trees has grown up also. And the bamboo tree, the nest of birds are living also. Just imagine, what kind of yoga system he knows. He is still holding his life here, within his body. And how he becomes so determined, you know, he has much more faith, understanding, conviction that he is not body, he is spirit soul, much more than any of us. And that was the basis. Why he wanted, he did this tapasya. His desire, he knows, I am not this body, I am spirit soul. I am eternal, and Kala is eternal. So I will never die. He is convinced I will never die. So I will strive one day to take the position of Brahma. That determination come from here. He is so convinced. So in this way, if you analyze, he was greatest yogi, the greatest jnani, greatest tapasvi, so great. He was so great, even demigods, they were serving him, they were following his instructions. Vayu was not moving by the order of Vayu Devata. Water was no more controlled by Varuna Devata. Fire was no more controlled by Agni Devata. All these three elements are controlled by Hiranyakashipu. Can you imagine how powerful he could be? Nowadays, we call the scientists, modern Jews, they are demons. But there are many demons. Here is the demon. And how powerful this demon is. How much he could control. Hiranyakashipu would order, daytime only, Hiranyakashipu would order, daytime no rain. Only night time rain. When everyone go to sleep, then you rain, then night time will rain. In a city no rain, it will become muddy. Get out of the city, on the paddy field will rain, rain will rain there. This is glories of Hiranyakashipu. Narada Muni is saying, he is so powerful that all these apsaras, gandharvas, they would not go to dance in front of Indra, glorify Indra, no, they would all go to Hiranyakashipu. They will all glorify Bhagavan Hiranyakashipu ki. He said, you tricked me. So, no, it's not tricking you. Listen, what next I'm telling you. When Narada Muni telling this to Yudhishthira Maharaj, that everybody would go to glorify Hiranyakashipu, then he is saying, sometimes I would go and glorify him also. Narada Muni is saying, I would go glorify him also. That powerful he was. Demigods should come, serve him, glorify him. Gandharvas, Kinnaras, dance for his pleasure. And they're so opulent. Actually, these people are, when they're ruling very perfectly. The very perfectly, citizens are very happy, very opulent. Materials are very opulent.
Can you imagine if some king could control the rain? Now how opulent will be his kingdom? So much opulent that from ocean all the jewels, precious gems through river would come to the doorstep of Hiranyakashipu. Just imagine, people are so opulent. When Duryodhana got demon, but his ruling was perfect. Yes, their ruling, all demons, the ruling was very nice. They're good kshatriya, good, greatest yogi, greatest jnani, tapasvi, all the great qualities they're endowed with. But in spite of all these great qualities, what they're mainly known as? What Hiranyakashipu was known as? What he was? A great demon. That's the Bhagavatam saying. Jasasti bhakti bhagavatya kinchana sarvahi gunaistatra samasate suraha harava abhaktasya kutamhatguna manarathya nasati dhavati bahi. One who becomes devotee of Krishna, all great qualities will appear within him. But harava abhaktasya kutamhatguna, if somebody is not bhakta, devotee of Hari, what is use of his great qualities? Manarathena asate dhavati bhai. They will ride on the chariot of their mind and go outwards to destroy themselves. So Hiranyakashipu was like that. So apparently we may see great qualities within people, but in spite of that, that person could be a great demon also. He does not accept the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yesterday in Bengali class I was telling that two kinds of demons. One kind, he is a demon. He is a demon, but he knows Vishnu is there. He is telling that Vishnu has supposed to be impartial, but he become partial. That much knowledge he has. And he knows Vishnu has a body also. So nowadays, the demons, they say there is no Bhagavan. But he was not telling there is no Bhagavan. He said Bhagavan Vishnu is there, but I will compete with him. That is a demon. The another class of demons, there is no Bhagavan. Another class of demon, that Bhagavan is a nirakar. But this demon, he says Bhagavan is sakar. He has body, otherwise how he would think, I'll chop off his head. That is Bhagavan has a body, otherwise how he can chop off his head. So these are the different aspects that Puran describing about Hiranyakashipu. Then I'll jump to heart. Okay, Hiranyakashipu was blessed to have sons. Hiranyakashipu had four sons: Prahlada, Sanghlada, Allada, and Hlada. Four sons. In some Puran I have read that Chaktish Kumar became son of Hiranyakashipu. Four sons, Chaktish Kumar, four sons of Hiranyakashipu. But not much support to that. But Prahlad, well, the eldest son. But now I'll address how Prahlad could become a great devotee. Though he's a son of a demon son, how could become a great devotee? So the different answers what I have heard, I'll tell you. Different reasons. One reason all of you know, as described in Srimad Bhagavatam, when Koyaj was pregnant, Prahlad Maharaj was in her womb, that time Hiranyakashipu had gone for austerities, performing austerities. Could be some time. So that time Indra attacked, demigods attacked, and they arrested Kayadu, and Indra was taking Kayadu. But one interesting thing we should mark here, our civilization has degraded so much. We say, oh, in ancient time Purana describes Rakshasas and Asuras were there. Nowadays Rakshasas are there. Rakshasas, have you seen in Rakshasas? Because as soon as we hear about Rakshasa and Asura, we think they have 10 heads, 5 eyes, no? 3 bellies, no, something looks like this, and a big nose. But nowadays we have Rakshasas. We have Asuras. But they look very beautiful, with tie, suit, boot, no, nice haircuts. But they are worse than Rakshasas. How worse than Rakshasas, I'll tell you. This Indra is kidnapped Kayadu. Why? They are not supposed to kill any ladies. But Indra is thinking, in the womb of this lady is another demon, the son of Hiranyakashipu. So Indra could kill this embryo also. Or could he kill her also? So, no, no, let him take birth, then I will kill him. Even if enemy, Indra, let him take birth, I will kill him. But what is our civilization now? Before, even if enemy, let him take birth first, then I will kill. Now our civilization is so great civilization that we dare to kill the baby in the womb. The most safest place supposed to be in the womb of a mother where he has not committed any crime. But we are killing, that is the greatness of our civilization. So but then as you know, then Prahlad Maharaj took birth, was staying in Narad Muni's ashram. This question is asked by his friends, school friends. The Prahlad, we are all here, you are here also. Never we hear anything about Vishnu, bhakti. And when you go to a palace, there is no question any Vaishnava can go and teach. And we know no Vaishnava coming here also. So how, where did you learn all these things? And Prahlad explaining, and when I was in the womb of my mother, and Narada Muni was telling, I heard. My mother also heard, but she is a lady. That's why she forgot very quickly. But I have remembered everything. I have remembered. So just see, the bhakti can start. That is the difference between karma, jnana, yoga and bhakti. Karma, kanda, jnana kanda and yoga. To do these things, you have to have desa kala patra. You do karma kanda, shraddha, yajna, vivaha. First what you have to do, go to astrologer. Please find for nice muhurta for me. Isn't it? It depends upon kala. Then you have to do yajna. You have to go to the temple or bank of a river. You need sthana. Then to this karma kanda yajna, you need patra. Qualified person, Muslims, Christians cannot, only Hindu can do, and among Hindu only Brahmanas can do. You understand what I am saying? Karmakanda is a process where you depend desa kala patra. For jnana, you depend upon desa kala patra. You have to do niskam karma, be qualified to start jnana. Dhyana also. But bhakti, no desa kala. Any person, anywhere, any time, you can start bhakti. Anywhere you can, any place you can chant holy name also. Even in a toilet you can chant also, no problem. But can you do arati in a toilet? Can you do? But chanting you can do. Can you do yajna in toilet? Can you do dhyana, ashtanga yoga in toilet? But you can chant holy name in toilet. No vichar, no consideration. Another thing our acharya is saying also, bhakti is so special. You can start bhakti any moment of your life. When you are young, you can start bhakti. When you are old, you can start bhakti also. When at the time of death, you can start bhakti also. Who started the time of death? Ajamil. After death, in Narak, you can practice bhakti also. Sometimes Purana explains, Narada Muni goes to Narak and make everybody chant Hare Krishna, sent back directly to Godhead. Yes, but in Narak, Narada Muni cannot go and teach them how to do. They can teach like that. Then make them chant Hare Krishna. No yoga, jnana can work. Any time, from childhood you can start bhakti also. Who started childhood? Dhruva. So here, what to speak of taking birth? Even before taking birth, in the womb of your mother, you can practice bhakti also. Who practice bhakti? Who else? Parikshit Maharaj also. So bhakti is so broad. Any time, any place, anybody can start bhakti. From womb of her mother, you can start bhakti also. So that is one reason why Prahlad Maharaj became great devotee. Then another reason Guru Maharaj was telling Srila Jayaprakash Maharaj, the Prahlad Maharaj, his previous life, he was an ordinary boy. And he had a girlfriend also. Just like any ordinary boy, they have a girlfriend. And he took his girlfriend and they went to enjoy into the forest. In the forest they found a broken house, broken temple.
and they would sit down some place, and this boy, he cleaned that place very nicely to enjoy with this girl. Because he cleaned that place, that next life he became Prahlad Maharaj. Because that place he cleaned, that was broken temple of Nrisimha Bhagavan. So bhakti is so powerful, knowingly or unknowingly if you do, still you get the result. Knowingly or unknowingly. Purana explains, in one temple, one pujari gave ghee lamp, pradip, lamp. And ghee lamp was just about to what, put off, extinguished, what? Or correct word, put off? Okay. So that time, that ghee was almost finished. Then one rat climbed to eat ghee. The ghee is there. And the rat climbed, so by mistake, by his mouth, he pushed the wicks. You know that wicks? Ghee wicks pushed this way. So as a result, big flame came. So when big flame came, then that rat caught fire and died. But that big flame came, so Lord Vishnu was standing. And Vishnu thought, oh, this rat offered me Mahaarati with big flame. So when the rat died, went back to Godhead. This power of bhakti. One bird was chased after another big eagle. This eagle is, or some big bird is chasing a small bird to kill. Bird does not know where to go, it's running, it's flying to escape. But when it's flying to escape, some other, there's a Vishnu temple, it's flying on top of the Vishnu like this, circumambulating, doing parikrama. And finally, a small bird has caught by big bird and killed, and he went back to Godhead because he committed a parikrama, temple parikrama. So there are many, many instances. Are there, but how the small, sarpam apyasa dharmasya trayate mahata bhayat. So because he was sweeping a temple unknowingly, became, then Guru Maharaj also added, and they went, he went to enjoy the girl, material love, no, material love is not really love, it's lust. So after kama, what comes? Krodha comes. When kama is finished, then they started fighting with each other, quarreling with each other. So whole night were quarreling and quarreling and quarreling. They could not eat anything. They could not sleep whole night. But that day was a Nrisimha Chaturdashi night. So unknowingly they were fasting and could not sleep whole night. So this is another reason why this specific spirit soul, he appeared as Prahlad Maharaj. Then one more reason I have heard from one Maharaj, from Narasimha Purana describes. When Hiranyakasipu was doing tapasya, chanting, Om Brahmaya Namaha, Om Brahmaya Namaha, Om Brahmaya Namaha, he became so powerful. Even demigods became very worried. Demigods had a meeting, what to do, how to stop his penance or tapasya. Then Narada Muni said, I know how to stop his tapasya. So how to do? Then Narada Muni took a form of a bird. Then where Hiranyakasipu was sitting and doing tapasya, Narada Muni in the form of bird, he came and sat down in that on that tree. And Hiranyakasipu chanting, Om Brahmaya Namaha, Om Brahmaya Namaha. Narada Muni in the form of a bird, sitting on the tree and chanting, Om Vishnave Namaha, Om Vishnave Namaha, Om Vishnave Namaha, chanting holy name of Vishnu. And when Hiranyakasipu heard the name of Vishnu, he became very happy. Became happy? Very angry. Who is this chanting name of Vishnu? So he became angry, tapasya broke, finish. So Narada Muni tricked him, you know. Narada Muni went and chanted Vishnu name, he became very angry. And very angry means tapasya breaks. Then Hiranyakasipu trying to control himself. These demons, they have a lot of control over their senses. Much more control than any of us. They control their senses. Devotees, they have control over their senses. Demons, they have control over their senses. Then what is the difference? The devotees, they have control over senses to engage those in service of Krishna. The demons, they have control over senses for more enjoyment. Like Ramdev Baba teaching all the yoga process.
pranayam. What is that pranayam? All are doing pranayam, pranayam, but purpose of pranayam is to restrain your senses from sense objects. But why people are doing the pranayam? To restrain your sense from sense objects, or to engage your senses from on sense objects. So that is the difference. She has a lot of control. So when he becomes very angry, now he understands, oh, I have to do tapasya again, trying to again control his anger, control his, but no way he could control. He's so much busted, you know, by hearing the name of Vishnu. But he knows Gita very well. If you are very angry, then what you have to, how to reduce your anger? Because he knows where anger comes from. Anger arises from kama. Then he said, if I can reduce my kama, then the anger will reduce. Then immediately he went back to his palace to associate with Kayadu, his wife. But when he's associating with Kayadu, that time when this baby conceived, that time he's thinking, Om Vishnuve Namaha, Om Vishnuve Namaha, Om Vishnuve Namaha. So because he's thinking about Vishnu, so that is another reason why Prahlada Maharaj could become a great devotee also. So there are the different reasons that how Prahlada Maharaj could become such a great devotee. But in spite of all these reasons, we say Prahlada Maharaj is eternally liberated soul also, same time. So it could be many souls coming together in one body. Like Haridas Thakur. Who was Haridas Thakur? Brahma and Prahlada together also came. So different reasons. So this is the glory of Prahlada Maharaj. So now it's time for darshan. Arati will start. Otherwise I could have explained to you how in different way Hiranyakashipu tried to kill Prahlada.